Well, hello and welcome to WestBlattSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer, and with us on our weekly football review certainly is Coach Jim Newstead of the West Platte Blue Jay football team. The first game is on the books here for the first game of the year, Polo and West Platte. Well, if you wanted to see just a good high school game, you got to see it here. A game that went back and forth, exchanging leads late in the game, and the final tally, Polo winning 30-26 over the West Platte Blue Jays. And, Coach, I know that's not the end result you wanted as far as points on the scoreboard, but, I thought the Blue Jays played with them, and in the end, Polo made one or two more big plays to make a difference in this one. But other than that, I thought this young Blue Jay team played very well.
Yeah, we played very hard. I was really impressed with our intensity in the game. We may not be oversized, but our kids are playing hard, and they're gritty, and they're tough. I don't think anyone's going to outwork us. We might get oversized sometimes and over-talented, but from what I saw last Friday, we're not going to get outworked. I said Friday that I found some silver linings in the loss. I don't like a loss. And, the coach and me, the more I sit around the weekend and watch the film, the more irritated I get with the loss. There are a lot of stupid mistakes, but a lot of that has to come with experience and having the ability to play in those games and so forth. And only having three starters, I can only get so mad at them because they just need the experience on situations. We gave up too many big plays on defense. Like I said there tonight, they had five plays for 300 yards of offense.
Oh,
just
wow.
Five plays. We can't give up big plays like that and continue to win football games. We made a little bit of change in our defensive scheme this weekend, not to give anything away before the game, but we moved some people around. We got Gunnar Smith back. We didn't have enough practice in the first game, so that added to our linebacker core. We better have a better defensive showing this week, or I might be a little upset. We've worked very hard this week on defense, and we have to stop those 300 yards of plays.
Yeah, and totally understandable, and that's something you got with people in different places and places they're not used to. Certainly, we can understand that. I do have to say that, knowing from our point of view, that we were very impressed where the Blue Jays were down by 12 points late in this game, and they were able to come back and actually take the lead in the very late going. Polo made a heck of a play to take the lead late. But, Coach, I know from talking what we know of West Platte Blue Jay Nation around here, they were very impressed with that, Coach. And certainly if we can certainly snap up a few things, I think we got some good things to come.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, like I said before, I'm really impressed with our toughness and our grittiness. I don't think we'll ever quit. That's a good quality to have. That's something I didn't know until we went in the game after actually getting the game underneath our belt. Really excited to see what we can do once we develop some skill and develop some talent. We have some experience, basically. If we had developed some experience, we get that experience in our belt with this grittiness, I think that will improve greatly by the end of the season.
I know we talked last week about you had Kane Cogan there, quarterback, and I was impressed with the way he handled things out there, Coach.
Yeah, he did pretty good for a sophomore. I was kind of a little nervous that a sophomore might get big-eyed and scared out there. But he was nails. He did a great job of controlling the offense. He had some nice throws of people in his face. He threw a good ball. He only had one mistake, and that was going on two without telling the O-line there one time. So you usually got cluing everyone else on that when you do that. But that was really his only mistake. I thought he had a great game, and I'm excited to see what he can do the rest of the year.
And I know some other players stepped up. I know you mentioned after the game, Payson Chandler stepping up. We got some others that have stepped up for you. And I know that as time goes on, they get more experience, like you just mentioned. I think we got some great things to come.
Yeah, I agree. Putting two tight ends at guard. I mean, my Josh Brown, my left guard, who weighs 160 pounds. My right guard, Will Schaefer, who weighs 180 pounds. Both were tight ends, and I had to move the guard. They had 1 week of preparation at guard.
Wow.
They may not have the size, but, boy, they both get off the ball very quickly. And sometimes you can't substitute for the speedness off the ball. We can make do with size and our style of offense with the wing T stuff. So we have ways to take advantage of that if we're not as big. But you get off the ball that quick, you're going to have success. I'm really excited about those two.
Very good. Well, Coach, I tell you what, that wraps up what we seen from our last football contest here at West Platte at Rudolph Eskridge Stadium, Joe Collison Field. Next week, Friday night, actually, we are traveling to Bethany, Missouri to take on the South Harrison Bulldogs. We'll talk about, Coach, about the preparation for that game. We'll be right back. The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bar T Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at bartlawfirm.com. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoked for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Reese Nichols Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. Well, welcome back for the second half of our conversation with Coach Jim Newstead of the West Platte Blue Jays. Well, first game in the books. Now we've got the game of a long road trip, actually, going to South Harrison in Bethany, Missouri. For those of you that don't know, that's up near the Iowa-Missouri line. It's somewhere between an hour and a half and 2 hours, I guess, depending on how fast you drive to get up there. But it's kind of a little bit of a rivalry. We've split the last 2 years one-on-one with South Harrison, and this one here, I got to feel like the Blue Jays have some urgency, and they really want to prove their worthiness, certainly after giving a hard fight last week against Polo. Coach, what do you see with the South Harrison Bulldog football team?
Well, they're about a mix like us. They got some good seniors in the team, but they also have some younger freshmen and sophomores playing kind of like we do. Their seniors are pretty good. They've been playing for quite a while for them. The quarterback is a senior, Jad Cornett. The running back's a senior, Hunter Ackley. And their other running back, Trevor Leslie and Luke Sweat, are all seniors too. So, and they all played linebackers for them. So they're pretty solid at that level. Their line, I think we might have a small advantage on the line. I know they're bigger than us, but I think our get-off's better, and I think our scheme's a little better on what we do. So it's going to be an interesting ball game. I think we're about evenly matched. The biggest deal is that we have to go up there and play. And since I've been here, the home team's always won. So it's time to break that little routine, and we need to go up there and try to break that and have a good game. Nothing brings confidence like winning. So, I mean, you can play hard like we did last week, but a win brings confidence. And we definitely got to get a win here to get our confidence going.
Well, no question about it. And for those of you that are scoreboard watching from last week, yeah, they played probably one of the toughest teams in the state, playing East Buchanan last week and losing 48-14. And well, I'm one of these people that's not going to put a whole lot of stock in that at all. I mean, East Buchanan's awfully good. We'll talk about more about them certainly later down the road. But this South Harrison team too, I mean, they're a tough, rugged bunch too. And I think that's what you're pretty much telling your have told your team this week. And I know they're not in our district, but certainly I think it's a game that establishes the future of this program for this year, doesn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it kind of does. You know, after a loss last week, you know, we're kind of down in the district. We got to get a win to bump ourselves up, keep us high in the district. We'll probably end up seeing Polo if things work out the way they should be by the end of the year, but we'll talk about that later. I think our kids have had a great week of practice. I mean, it's been a hot bugger this week. We've done the best we can to keep it as short as we can. I've tried to have them off the field by 5:30 every night. I think one day we went to 5:45, but it has been hot. Our kids work hard. They're used to it. And I'm hoping that we can wear the big boys out in the heat for a while. After a while playing football, if we can keep it close, I think we can wear their size down in this heat. So excited about having Gunnar Smith back. Gunnar Smith didn't play for us last week because he didn't think he was one practice short due to his family vacation. He's back now, and he's going to be playing linebacker for us, and he's going to be playing our right wing. So that brings a little extra blocking off the tight end side with him there, and he's definitely a good backer. So he's definitely going to bring some good defensive play to our backing core. So good to have him back. I wish I still had my two linemen back, but I don't. Confident the line I got. D-line's giving up some weight, but like I said, we moved some people around and doing some different things, hopefully giving them some different looks and kind of confuse the younger guys over there. Our kids are confident, they're excited, and I think they're up to the challenge.
You know, Coach, if I have my choices, I'd rather have your team well and healthy at the end of the year as compared to the beginning of the year. Maybe that'll happen this year where everybody gets well at the end of the year and everybody plays well together, and that might cause for a better future from this point moving forward. I've seen that before. I know Coach Daneman had a team, I believe, like that. Gritz and I was talking about that in the press box, how they had a tough start, but everybody got healthy and everybody got in tune at the end of the year, and maybe this is something we can look forward to this year.
Yeah, if nothing else, it helps you create depth because while those guys aren't playing, the backups have to play. And sometimes those backups play so well that they don't ever give their spots up. Both of my linemen that are out right now, offensive linemen, they're going to have to play exceptionally well to replace my two guards right now because they are nails if they keep playing that way. Lane Scott's at right tackle. I haven't mentioned him much, but he's by far our best offensive lineman. He seals that edge on all of our plays off tackle. So as long as my line's blocking hard and going hard, I think that we will have a very good chance to win this ball game.
Very good, Coach. Well, best wishes to you on the road trip up to South Harrison. Certainly we will be up there with you covering the Blue Jays, and certainly best wishes to the West Platte Blue Jay football team as well, Coach. Thank you very much.
Appreciate your cover. Go Blue Jay Nation. Wish us luck in that hour-and-a-half drive in the heat.